The Extract.
This is Freak Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. We give them away to you. Again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-453 allows you to take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We do this show, by the way, seven nights per week. And so, obviously, last night was the night of the horrible shooting that occurred down in Colorado. It happened that same day. So we covered that.
Colorado?
Excuse me. Connecticut, Colorado. They both start with a C. They both had shootings this year.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Keeps on happening.
Yeah. We covered that in detail last night. But still, you know, it's open phones. Anything goes. So if you feel like you haven't been heard on that issue, by all means, feel free to dial in toll free at 855-453. Happy to talk to you about that. Last night we covered some aspects of that story that may not necessarily have gotten the same amount of coverage, like the fact that there was the same day in China 22 school children, elementary school age, who were stabbed by some knife-wielding psychopath, just happened to go down on the exact same day as the thing in Connecticut.
Also, and they always talk about the gun culture here in the United States, but apparently, you know, these things can happen elsewhere.
Right, these things can happen. And kind of got into, you know, the question of gun control and what, you know, gun control is like in China, where they claim they don't have the same level of gun violence, and they claim that this is because of the gun control measures that they have there. But on the other hand, they do admit that there's still problems with guns, you know, being confiscated and people committing crimes with weapons over there. They just say that it's not as prevalent. So we kind of got into that and other aspects of it, including the social networking screw-up where somebody found a guy by the name of Ryan Lanza. I guess it's now Adam Lanza who's the alleged killer.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else was fingered on Facebook as the killer, and that was not cool.
That's not pleasant, right?
Yeah.
Like, what happens on the Internet happens forever. And
right.
Getting your picture stuck as the guy who did all this violence in Connecticut wouldn't be a good thing. I think that that's something you probably can explain away if it ever comes down to it, like a job interview or something like that. Like, hey, look, obviously I'm not that guy, but it ain't pretty.
So this whole incident is tragic. It's horrible, and I, you know, certainly don't wish it on anybody. But I think that one thing that bears mentioning here, if you've got children and you want to make sure that this never happens to them, don't send them to government school.
Well, why do you
don't
think
send them to
government
private school either?
Yeah, why do you? Yeah, I was going to say, why do you think it's government school? Because
I saw that there's a regulation that says that private schools also have to be gun-free zones. So if you ran a private school, you would not be able to have armed teachers, as I understand, you know, whatever the federal regulation, the gun-free zone. You've seen the signs up outside of school zones. That also applies to private schools.
I'm not sure that guns are the solution to this problem. I'm certain that gun-free zones aren't the solution, too. I think that
if victims are disarmed, then you're going to just have a slaughterhouse on your hands.
Yeah, but what I don't want to advocate for is extra people carrying guns. I think that the guns should probably be carried by people who are, you know, good at carrying guns
is anyone suggesting that people be forced to carry guns who don't want to?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the guns solve the problem, that means I should go out to get a gun to solve this problem, and it doesn't mean that.
No, it just means that people... Maybe I wasn't clear, I guess there's some memes on the Internet that certainly aren't clear. One of them says, arm the teachers. I totally disagree with that. People who don't want to carry firearms should not be forced to carry firearms. But the people who otherwise would be interested in carrying a firearm or a knife or whatever it is that they feel is necessary, pepper spray, to feel safe, then they should be able to do those things without having some sort of criminal charge hanging over their head for it.
One thing's for certain when it comes to any kind of weapon is that mistakes can happen.
Yeah.
And, I don't want pepper spray going off in the classroom. It beats the heck out of, a gun getting dropped and, going off. But newer guns have a lot of safety measures built into them. I mean, a lot of them...
Odds are good. The pepper spray is not just going to go off, I mean, without somebody pressing a button on the pepper spray.
Sometimes these things happen,
Presumably the teacher
aerosol
would
cans fail, I don't know.
I suppose that's a possibility.
Gets heated up, gets left in the wrong place.
Well, if that's the case, Mark, I'd rather have the kids have to leave the school because of a little bit of lung unpleasantness due to inhaling some pepper spray on accident than, people getting killed.
Yeah, whenever you have population centers... You're going to have the lower. I mean, you can't fix crazy. You cannot legislate out crazy. And
right, that was the point of bringing up the Chinese story with the 22 students being stabbed over there. Clearly, that man may not have been able to get his hands on a firearm, but that didn't stop him from doing the horrible act that he did.
And many people would argue that those kids are many of those kids are alive, and
they could argue that, and all of them are alive, from what I understand.
So,
but that hasn't always been the case. There have been some incidents at Chinese schools where there have been people who've perished as well. And it didn't go into detail as to those other incidents as to what weapons were utilized.
I don't like trying to solve these problems because it's like trying to figure out how to avoid having coconuts fall on your head and knock you unconscious. These aren't problems that Americans really need to worry about. If you don't want your kids... to live a bad life or, a tragic life or whatever. Don't drive them around in cars because more kids are killed by cars than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stop smoking because your life's going to be cut short and your kids won't be able to know you and, speak to you. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do to make your life better. From a statistical standpoint, it's not worrying about being in population centers and some nut bring a gun in.
I get where you're coming from, but I think, these things seem to happen often enough to where people have a legitimate concern over it. I mean, look, this does happen. It doesn't happen very often. We talked about the statistics last night as far as, what are the odds that your child will be killed in a school shooting versus what are the odds they're going to be shot by a cop. I mean, I think Daryl Perry from FPP.cc cited some statistics claiming that your child is 150 times more likely to be killed by a police officer at some point.
Does that mean somebody who is your progeny or somebody who is below the age of 18?
I'm not certain on that.
Okay.
But, the numbers are that this is not very... the odds are pretty severely against this ever happening to your son or daughter in their school. But it does happen, so why shouldn't people consider this? Why shouldn't they think about what to do about this? I think that's totally reasonable for a parent to reflect and say, am I sending my son or daughter to a place every single day where their safety is a concern? And are they going to be attacked? Are they, threatened by being attacked in these places? And the fact is, many of these administrators may care about the kids that they have in their stead, they aren't able to do anything to effectively protect them in the current system, which bans any kind of, firearms. And I imagine knives are banned from campuses as well. But I wonder about that. If you're a teacher, can you have a blade in your bag or something?
You're probably not going to get searched, but the chances of you, it's probably going to be a real problem if you have some kind of large hunting knife in your bag. I'm not concerned about the minute possibility of what might happen at school. I'm concerned about the certainty of what's going to happen at school. The crap that they're going to try to teach my kid, and the reason that generally am not going to send them.
This is just another reason to get your kids out of the government schools, and I guess also out of private schools because those
reason.
It's a pretty good reason. I mean, the brainwashing's bad, and who wants their kids to actually have their brains blown out?
Brainwashing is just teaching kids things that you don't want them taught. I mean, that's just hyperbole for, and I don't want my kid taught the kind of things that go on in public school, where, that you take all the kids the same age in the same place, they got to raise their hand and beg to go to the bathroom, they're not allowed to be out in the hall at certain times, that they've got to learn what's being taught at the time it's being taught, they're taught to just be little worker bees.
I also don't like that it's basically police state training as well these days. Got a news story here from CBS Local in Charlotte about a 10-year-old elementary school student who has been strip searched in search of a $20 bill that was allegedly stolen. So school administrators strip searching an elementary school student.
That looks pretty bad when you strip search somebody and you don't find it.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, there's another story about, I guess, private security being used to do drug raids in schools. That's creepy. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
share with you on our site. We do have a bunch of them, including the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find the chat room built in the very same page as the cam. All of it free for you. cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want emergency food, food for some kind of situation in the future where, well, you never know what's going to happen, whether it's going to be a weather emergency or some kind of financial crisis or unemployment or whatever it might be, the best choice is buyemergencyfoods.com. The reason is they have food choices that the rest of them don't have. One of the reasons I held off on getting emergency food until I found out about buyemergencyfoods.com was that their food is 100% certified GMO-free. They're the only one that does that. They've got zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and they're also the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. If you prefer a vegetarian option or a gluten-free option, they've got that too. All these great features should make it cost more, but it doesn't. BuyEmergencyFoods.com is on average half of what the industry standard is, and it's less than every other manufacturer out there that I can find of emergency foods. As a matter of fact, you can get, for two people, you could get emergency, you know, enough food to last two people, 2,000 calories per day, mind you, and you need to check that every time you do some comparison shopping. You can get it for under $4,000. They've got comparable charts right on their website at buyemergencyfoods.com, and If you go and check out their least costly option, just the 1 month of stored food for one person, it's still $2.33 a meal. Now, that's as high as it gets with buyemergencyfoods.com. Mm. It goes
you buy more, the price goes down.
Tell me where you're going to get $2.33 a meal. I mean, it's pretty darn difficult, shy of just eating macaroni and cheese, and that doesn't store well. The rats will get into that. These are packed in Mylar pouches inside of buckets so that it, a flood or whatever comes along, you're fine. Use coupon code FTL at buyemergencyfoods.com. You want that S on there. It's important. Coupon code FTL, buyemergencyfoods.com. Save 5%.
Okay, you can bring whatever you want, as always. It is Free Talk Live. Obviously, there's still a lot in the news about this shooting in Connecticut, but it's not the only school-related news. As I mentioned, parents of a 10-year-old Union Elementary School student, this out of CVS in Charlotte, they have filed a complaint against the school for strip-searching their son in order to find an allegedly stolen $20 bill. In a complaint filed against Assistant Principal Teresa Holmes on December 6th, the family of Clinton, North Carolina fifth grader. Now, point of information, it was, what, earlier this week when we talked about a news story about the government school bureaucrats searching a 15-year-old boy.
In Chicago, yeah.
We were talking about a different case.
Somebody said he had drugs.
Right. This is a different case. This is a 10-year-old boy in North Carolina. Anyway, just to make that clear. So he had allegedly stolen a $20 bill. They ordered him to remove his socks, shoes, pants, and shirt so the principal can conduct a manual search for a $20 bill that was actually found later in the cafeteria. Ms. Holmes defended her actions, saying that several other students and a few other faculty members told her the money was missing, and they'd seen the fifth grader dive below the table for it. The court filing states that Holmes told the boy that he left her no choice, and that she had to search him. When the boy pulled out his pockets and didn't produce the allegedly stolen money, that's what she told him at that time. She told the boy that she was within her legal rights to do so. Court documents state that Justin went under his lunch table to retrieve money dropped by a passing female student. After returning the found money to the girl, Holmes, who was in the cafeteria during the commotion, was told that there was still $20 missing, and Justin told her he did not have it. When Justin was ordered to her office with a custodian witness, Holmes allegedly put her fingers inside the waistband of his undershorts and ran her fingers on his bare torso. She told the 10-year-old that she had the authority to search him because teachers and other students thought that Justin had the money. And the last case we talked about, again,
this
just
is why the founding fathers made sure that they had things like jurisprudence in this country, because you can be certain this lady was 100% certain
that
she had the thief. These teachers believed that he had stolen this money, and it turns out he didn't.
Yep, and earlier this week, it was an anonymous tip in the other story. So the 15-year-old male that was searched at Government High School, That was an anonymous tip. Somebody just snitched on this guy and said he's got, what was it, drugs that he had?
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so's got drugs. They pulled him aside and stripped him naked, looking for those drugs.
That's the allegation.
So apparently all it takes is for somebody to just make an allegation about you, and then that's good enough reason for some staff members at a government school to take your clothes off these days. So another teacher, by the way, came in during this strip search and said that the money had miraculously been found on the floor of the cafeteria. Holmes defended her actions after the fact, telling WRAL television that any member who has ever worked, or any staff member who has ever worked with me, knows that I care for my students, and that even when I have to discipline them, I love them. Holmes hugged the boy and apologized, but Justin's mother says that's not enough. She says, I was furious. She said, If I felt he needed to be searched, I would have brought him into the bathroom, she said Monday. You could have had a witness in the bathroom with me. I would have searched my son, meaning that call me. I'll search my own son. Thank you very much.
You know, this is a difficult situation, honestly. I mean, I can see that this person made a mistake. And, you know, it sounds like she's sorry for making the mistake. I think that, this is a lesson to everybody who believes that they know that somebody's guilty. Like, you need to take a step back because you don't know crap. And, you know, but that's why we have, you know, the legal system as we have it. And it still doesn't come out with the truth most, you know, at least all the time, probably most of the time. But, you know, when it comes down to this, maybe you need to have the highest level bureaucrat in some government school have the power to search kids. I don't know what the answer is, but this is why I wouldn't send my kid to a government school in the first place.
They have no accountability for the things that they do generally. And let's go to the phone zone and see what you think. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's strip searching students, school shootings. You can take control. Mark is listening in New Hampshire to WKBK in the Keene area. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I had to get off my chest what's going on with this school in Connecticut.
Sure.
You know, I'm close to your hometown there in Harrisville, same county. And I've been thinking about this a long time. Maybe mom and dad, we should go to these schools, and apparently they're very I'd like to present myself to protect the kids, you know. Dad's there, you know. Maybe a bunch of dads.
I'm a little bit lost on what you're getting at. I tell you what, if you want to hang on, maybe collect your thoughts a moment here. It sounds like you want parents to come to school and stand guard. I'm not really sure what you're getting at, so hang on, Mark. 855-453. I don't know, Mark, Mark, my co-host, are you lost on this one, too?
It sounds to me like he wants a volunteer militia in the...
Okay, we'll come back with more here. 855-453. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Take control. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Here to take your calls about whatever you want. It's very simple. You just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you would like to tune in online to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll find the links there to our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. We've got different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. And so you can go and enjoy those for free over at m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Plenty of reasons to get your kids out of these government schools and probably private schools as well. One of them is, of course, the fact that, well, they're easily victimized. These are weapon-free zones for the most part.
So what do you recommend if you say get them out?
How about you unschool? Homeschool?
Sudbury schools?
One of the others. Yeah, Sudbury
school. Waldorf education?
Well, I don't know much about Waldorf. I've given money to the local Waldorf school, but I don't know a whole lot about it. You've got some more experience because your son's actually going there a few hours
good.
A week. And I like the Sudbury school idea, though. I know the Waldorf is a very expensive school to attend. Sudbury school.
Ain't nothing cheap, man.
I don't see why Sudbury schools would be very expensive, because you don't require with a Sudbury school any manner of professional level teaching. There is no teaching that goes on at a Sudbury school. It's all self-directed learning by the kids. Now, the kids can hire experts if they want to, you know, learn things from. That's certainly a possibility. But it seems to me that the overhead with a Sudbury school, which is basically an unschooling school, would be fairly low. But let's continue here with your thoughts. Good reasons to get your kids out of these schools. How about the fact that they could be strip searched over a $20 controversy? One 10-year-old boy in North Carolina was strip searched this recently. When somebody accused him of stealing $20, which, of course, no one actually saw him steal the money. There was no evidence for him stealing the money. Just there was a couple kids in the lunchroom that fingered him for it. And the principal or the assistant principal believed the story. So she took him down to his underwear and ran her hands all over his body. Kind of upset mom. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Do you think it was appropriate for her to strip search this young man? How would you feel if you were his parents? Let's go to the phone, Zoe. You can also talk about, of course, the school shooting or whatever might happen to be on your mind. Now, Mark, you're listening in Harrisville, New Hampshire to WKBK, and I have to say I was a little confused at what you were getting at before the break. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out there. Were you suggesting, like, teams of parents going to the school armed or to protect kids, or what were you getting at?
Well, what I was getting at was, if we choose to use the public schools, and I agree with you 100%. They should not be a gun-free zone. If we feel as a collective group of parents that there might be a threat there, maybe the school should allow the parents to come in and help provide some security. I'm a gun owner and I have children there, and if I start to feel there's a threat, I would like to be able to, stand by. You know, maybe not every day, but maybe me and some other parents can, have a watch.
The problem with that, Mark, is you're not going to know in advance. I mean, the crazy people strike without warning, for the most part. I mean, this.
But if we're there, see, I don't want a cop there. I hear a lot of people talking about cops being assigned to a school.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather a parent that was, armed. A parent, his motivation is going to be the safety and protection of his child. A cop, as you'll probably agree, he may have other things on his mind,
Sure.
Getting into
arresting people.
Up to.
Like in Texas, where thousands of students every single year are arrested and charged with misdemeanors for things like talking out of turn in class.
I would rather parents be doing that, because I'm hearing a lot of talk about, we should assign a police officer to the school.
That's not going to solve the problem.
The police officer, but, all we're doing is trying to protect the children.
Mark, I get where you're coming from. I think that trying to change the existing system to make it work better is a really difficult process. I don't know if you've ever been involved in doing that, but the school board, for instance, is a very poorly attended meeting in any given area, and it's a really bureaucratic process to even try to get one thing changed about the school system. Plus, in a lot of things you might have a good idea for, they'll just tell you, we can't do that because of federal regulation, say we can't do that.
Yeah.
But maybe a small town school board can buck the system, because they all yield to the unions. They all yield to politically correct.
As long as they're willing to buck the federal money that comes into their school district, they, in theory, probably could buck the system if they had the political gumption to be able to do that. But most politicians are not going to turn down the money that is being dangled in front of them by the federal government. Mark, I get where you're coming from, man. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It seems to me that changing things from the inside out is the most frustrating and difficult process here. It makes more sense, immediate sense. I don't have a child, so I'm not, I don't have to immediately do anything like this. But if I did have one and I had made the mistake of sending them to a public school, a government-run school, or in this case, even private schools are also banned, apparently, from having firearms on campus. If I had made that mistake, I would correct that immediately and get, my son or daughter out of these schools and get them into some sort of a private arrangement where I can feel comfortable about their education, the quality of the education, what they're learning, as well as the safety of the situation as
you
well.
Yeah, I really feel like you're using this particular instance to pound your drum for getting people out of public school. I agree that kids shouldn't be in public school.
Well, I'm using every instance.
But this doesn't matter.
I'm using the shooting.
Wait a second,
and I'm
not done
one.
Talking. The Amish folks that, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in their private school, somebody went in and shot up the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of thing can happen all kinds of different places. Not all parents have the luxury of educating their kid at home in a unschooling or homeschooling situation. I have, that's what we're doing with my son, largely. But not everybody can do that. So
why not? I've heard it's really affordable to home.
Because the parent has to stay home.
Right, but then they wouldn't be. I guess there would be other costs involved, but as I understand, it's much more affordable to do homeschooling. Am I misunderstanding that?
Because a parent would have to stay home. That's a large amount of earning that could be. Suppose you have two parents that make, $70,000 a year. It's going to cost $70,000 a year for one of the parents to stay home.
Yeah.
You see the problem?
I see
There'll be cost savings in attire and lunches out and, $5 Starbucks coffees and maybe a second car or something like that. There certainly will be some savings in those arenas, but I don't see how the two situations really have anything to do with each other. I agree that it's best not to put your child in a public school situation, and I've worked very hard to do that, but I really wonder what would happen if my wife died, and I wouldn't have the money to be able to send my son to a private education, for private education, and what would I do in that circumstance? And so I can see why. It'd be really great not to have to pay $4,000 or whatever our taxes are per year, the vast majority of which goes to public education. Maybe I'd be able to afford it a little better in that circumstance. Certainly something would spring up in its absence, but it's unlikely that that will happen. Simply because my wife dies, the public education will go away.
Maybe it's time for parents to, Mark was talking about earlier, getting parents together to defend kids. Maybe those same parents who are willing to band together should just stop paying property taxes and instead use that money to educate their kids. That could be helpful.
I would be very interested in seeing what would happen.
I'm not using this event any more than I'm using any other event. I mean, the strip search is another reason to get your kids out of government schools. There's all kinds of reasons to get your kids out of government schools.
That makes sense to me.
We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Inevitably, people have thoughts they would like to share about the Connecticut school shooting. Of course, you can bring up anything at 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become Free Talk Live amplifiers for just $5 a month. And you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Get access to AMP perks, like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that the normal podcast does, and more. Go and learn about the AMP program and how it can help get the ideas of liberty into more ears around the world. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are a new online, peer-to-peer, open-source alternative currency for the Internet. They're a leap forward in the technology of currencies. Currencies have been pretty much the same for thousands of years. You know, either precious metals or notes denoting precious metals or notes of, you know, debt that pretend to be precious, denoting precious metals. Well, bitcoins are none of those things. They are a, you know, sort of a computer algorithm right on the Internet, and they allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. They allow you to have complete control over your money and your account, because I can tell you, you don't have complete control of your account now. Your bank does, and the government has complete control over your bank. So since bitcoins work all over the world, that means that there's some pretty despotic governments that have control over some folks' bank accounts. Bitcoins give power to the individual. Go find out about bitcoins by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got several links there to different places where you can do research and a place where you can buy bitcoins. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-453. Again, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Laura is listening in Missouri. Laura, you must be listening to KSIS in Sedalia. Hey there.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling because we have had a recent threat to our children in our school saying that they were going to bring guns to school. And the police department has said that they're going to step up the – this was like last Wednesday. And then the police department said they were going to step up patrols around the school. And then we had the whole deal in Connecticut on Friday. And I want them, even though this is a horrible event, if anything good can come out of it, I would like for the schools to use this to show the children that this is a horrible event and it can affect many, many people. You know, no matter what these kids are feeling, they need to know how much effect they're going to have on everybody in the schools and in the community.
So I'm unclear on the circumstance. You said that the kids were your schools were threatened because some people were going to bring guns to school. Is that
the students?
Yes.
Or
who was going to bring guns to school, and why are guns a threat?
The students were going to bring. There were rumors that there were children in the school who were going to, and this was in the high school and junior high, that they were going to bring guns to school and start shooting people.
Okay, now that's a threat.
For the Connecticut thing.
I mean, because people are walking around every day, all day, with guns in their waistbands and in their purses and things like that, and they're not threats. I just want to make it 100% clear that we're talking about the same thing there.
So you said these were rumors, or did somebody actually post something, you know, to a Facebook profile or something like that?
It was that the kids said that there were children who were planning on bringing guns to school and actually shooting people.
Wow.
Now, my son was at soccer practice yesterday, and this is 4-year-olds playing soccer, so it's absolute chaos. But I was talking to one of the this was a mother of a mother actually, and what was said was that they're going to keep this information away from their son. What happened in Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, different parents are going to want to deal with this situation differently. What my concern is that, you know, some people may want to, teach their kids whatever they want to teach their kids or not teach their kids about this instance. I'm concerned that other people will want to use this instance, parlay it into whatever it is that they want to parlay it into. You know, people have all kinds of opinions on this subject, whether it means we should have no gun-free zones or every place should be a gun-free zone. It basically seems to vacillate between these two.
Well, I am not against having guns, but I don't think that, you know, I think when a child says they're going to bring a gun to school and they're going to use it on people, and then 2 days later we have a huge shooting and it's not a child who brought the gun to school, but it is, there are many, many deaths. I think that that needs to be emphasized that, you know, They are planning on, there's a plan in action that they're thinking about it. And I don't know if the parents are, you know, maybe this child doesn't feel like they're cared about, or for whatever reason, this child thinks that it's okay to do this. I think that, you know, we need to make it very clear that this is a big impact on everybody. And it's not a fun and game. It's not a video game. It's not a, and I'm not saying that I'm against video games because my kids play video games.
Sure.
I just don't think that they should think that it's, you know, the movies, the video games, songs, whatever. People are dead because this happened at a school, and I think because we had a threat at our school, if anything good can come out of it, it is a serious matter, and the kids need to know that it truly caused a lot of heartache.
Thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Certainly there are lessons that can be imparted to young people, and one of them is, and you know, at a certain age, they'll be able to better grasp this lesson, and that is that, hey, it's not a game. You know, this isn't a game. This isn't a video game. You don't get to hit the restart button and respawn over in another location and continue on with the game. It's not like that. And I think at some point that's an important lesson to teach, especially to kids that are playing video games. I don't know at what age you can really get that out there, Mark. I imagine, you know, you do some gaming from time to time. What level of interest does Jack have in that?
Yeah, he's highly interested in video games, sure.
At what point do you think that it will, you know, that conversation can be had with him? He's coming up on 5.
At this point, you know, the level of interest he has in video games is entirely different. The video games are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not respawning or anything like that in the video games he generally wants to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not really that much of an issue, you know, if he wants to jump on a crate and break it or pop balloons or whatever it is online that he might do. Most of the things that we let him play have to do with, you know, number games and word games and things like that. But so I'm not concerned with that today. But we do talk on a regular basis about the difference between reality and fantasy. And I don't have any I have no idea what he knows between reality and fantasy. I really don't know.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Zach is on the line listening to WGAN in Portland, Maine. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking if public schools probably wouldn't be such a bad place if maybe the teachers had to take some kind of, like, self-defense classes or something. You know, if the teachers could protect the students a lot better than they're doing now, then...
Do you really want to force somebody to do self-defense training who's not interested in that?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I don't think that's very effective. I don't think forcing people to
do wondering
things,
if these 60-year-old, some 60-year-old overweight woman is going to do a very good job.
Yeah, I don't think that that it's very effective to force people to do things against their will. Do you?
Well, you know, there's job requirements, and if we're going to trust these people with our children, then maybe they should have to look at that.
I don't see any problem. There is no force involved as far as a job requirement goes, Ian, and I don't know why you're using that terminology.
He was talking about making all the teachers currently employed go and take self-defense training classes.
You know, if the fact is that all pilots need to know how to fly planes, and you know, I mean,
if you want to require every teacher to be able to karate kick, you know, some sort of victimizer, then you're going to reduce even further the amount of potential. People that can work in this teaching profession.
It's certainly going to be that.
If a guy walks into the classroom and he's got a gun, I'd rather the teacher sit there with a gun than not have one. You know what I mean?
I get it, man. I support the right of an individual to defend themselves and learn whatever self-defense training they want to, and I certainly support the right of a teacher to do that. The problem is you want to force people to do this, and that's my issue. It's like Kennesaw, Georgia at one time passed a law requiring every single home have a firearm in it. And yeah, crime went down, but forcing people to have firearms who would not like to have a firearm, that's wrong. That's a violation of rights.
If they don't want to have them, then that would be their problem when the guy comes in the door with a gun.
Right, I get what you're saying. If they don't want to have them, they shouldn't be forced to. And the same thing with a teacher. If they don't want to go and learn how to jiu-jitsu, then they shouldn't be forced to. Or they don't want to go to, you know, shooting class, they shouldn't be forced to. But those who would like to should absolutely be allowed to. Those who want to defend themselves and learn how to defend themselves either with their person or... Zach, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at IX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.